Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ana Mateo. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower. And we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, we begin with Ask a Teacher. Dr. Jill Robbins will answer a language question from one of our listeners. Then sit back and relax with American Stories. Today we will hear part two of Edgar Rice Burroughs' story, A Princess of Mars. Then Alice Bryant will keep us in outer space with a story on a big star explosion. These outer space adventures are followed by Mario Ritter Jr. reporting on old vaccines that are being used to protect against COVID-19. But first, here is Dr. Jill with Ask a Teacher.
This week we answer a question from Nangatom from Chad. I would like to know the difference between ask and demand, and when to use each of them. Dear Nangatom, thanks for asking this question and not demanding an answer. These words can be used in similar situations. The difference between them is in the force of the words. When you think you would like something, you may ask for it. But if you think you have a right to something, you are more likely to demand it. Ask and demand are both verbs. We often use demand as a noun, but rarely use ask as a noun. Here are examples. You should ask the office for technical support. The workers gave their supervisor a list of demands. We usually use ask in request of something. Let me ask you a question. Did you ask your friend to come to the party? Demand has a much stronger feel than ask. A person who leads an effort, like a teacher or employer, would be more likely to make demands. The teacher demanded an answer to the question. The police demanded that I show my identification. Notice the word that after demand in our example. The part of the sentence following demand that must have the simple form of a verb. For example, our town is demanding that everyone stay at home. The verb stay is the simple form of the verb. It does not change when the subject is plural. The governor demanded that all citizens stay inside. Another way we use demand these days is in talking about the on-demand economy. That is the term used for internet-based businesses, such as ride-sharing, meal delivery, and online shopping, which connect purchasers immediately and directly with goods and services. When you demand an Uber or Lyft car, it comes to you. To review, when someone asks you to do something, you usually have a choice. You can do it or not do it. When someone demands that you do something, you might not be able to refuse. And now, I will ask you to do something. Please send your questions about English to us by email, learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.
And now, the second program in our series, A Princess of Mars.
Thank you. The creature with the spear was huge. There were many other similar creatures. They had ridden behind me on the backs of large animals. Each of them carried a collection of strange-looking weapons. The one with the large spear got down from the back of his animal and began walking toward me. He was almost 5 meters tall and a dark green color. Huge teeth stuck out of his face, and his expression showed much hate and violence. I immediately knew I was facing a terrible warrior. He began moving quickly toward me with the spear. I was completely unarmed. I could not fight. My only chance was to escape. I used all my strength to jump away from him. I was able to jump almost 30 meters. The green Martian stopped and watched my effort. I would learn later that the look on his face showed complete surprise. The creatures gathered and talked among themselves. While they talked, I thought about running away. However, I noticed several of them carried devices that looked very much like rifles. I could not run. Soon, all but one of the creatures moved away. The one who had threatened me stayed. He slowly took off a metal band from his arm and held it out to me. He spoke in a strange language.
Nictu maktuta sakota.
Slowly he laid down his weapons. I thought this would have been a sign of peace anywhere on Earth. Why not Mars, too? I walked toward him and, in a normal voice, announced my name and said I had come in peace. I knew he did not understand, but like me, he took it to mean that I meant no harm. Slowly, we came together. He gave me the large metal band that had been around his arm. He turned and made signs with his hands that I should follow him. Soon, we arrived at the large animal he had been riding. He again made a sign with his hands that I should ride on the same animal behind him. The group turned and began riding across the land. We moved quickly toward mountains in the distance. The large animals we rode moved quickly across the land. I could tell from the surrounding mountains that we were on the bottom of a long, dead sea. In time, we came to a huge city. At first, I thought the city was empty. The buildings were all empty and in poor repair. But soon, I saw hundreds of the green warriors. I also saw green women and children. I soon learned about many cities like this. The cities were built hundreds of years ago by a people that no longer existed. The green Martians used the cities. They moved from one empty city to another, never stopping for more than a day or two. We got down from our animals and walked into a large building. We entered a room that was filled with fierce green warriors. It was not difficult to tell that these were the leaders of the green Martians. One of them took hold of my arm. He shook me and lifted me off the ground. He laughed when he did so. I was to learn that green Martians only laugh at the pain or suffering of others. This huge warrior threw me to the ground and then took hold of my arm again to pick me up. I did the only thing I could do. I hit him with my closed fist as hard as I could. The green warrior fell to the floor and did not move. The others in the room grew silent. I had knocked down one of their warriors with only my hand. I moved away from him and prepared to defend myself as best I could, but they did not move. The green Martian that had captured me walked toward me. He said in a clear voice,
"Tars Tarkas! Tars Tarkas!"
As he spoke, he pointed to his own chest. He was telling me his name. I pointed to my chest and said, "My name, John Carter." He turned and said the word, "Sola." Immediately, a green Martian woman came close. He spoke to her. She led me to another building and into a large room. The room was filled with equipment carried by the green Martians. She prepared something for me to eat. I was very hungry. I pointed to her and said the word, "Sola." She pointed at me and said my name. It was a beginning. Sola was my guard. She also became my teacher. In time, she would become a close and valued friend. As I ate my meal, my lessons in the language of the green Martians continued. 2 days later, Tars Tarkas came to my room. He carried the weapons and the metal armbands the green warriors wear. He put them on the ground near my feet. Sola told him I now understood some of their language. He turned to me and spoke slowly.
"The warrior you hit is dead. His weapons and the metal of his rank are yours, John Carter. He was a leader of one small group among our people. Because you have killed him, you now are a leader. You are still a captive and not free to leave. However, you will be treated with the respect you have earned. You are now a warrior among our people."
Tars Tarkas turned and spoke softly. From beyond the door, a strange creature entered the room. It was bigger than a large dog and very ugly. It had rows of long teeth and 10 very short legs. Tars Tarkas spoke to the creature and pointed at me. He left. The creature looked at me, watching closely. Then Sola spoke about the creature.
"His name is Wula. The men of our tribe use them in hunting and war. He has been told to guard and protect you. He has also been told to prevent your escape. There is no faster creature in our world, and in a fight, they can kill very quickly. Do not try to escape, John Carter. Wula will tear you to small pieces."
I continued to watch the creature named Wula. I had already seen how the green Martians treated other animals. They were very cruel. I thought, perhaps this beast can be taught to be my friend, much like a dog on Earth. I walked close to the creature and began speaking in much the same way I would speak to a dog or other animal on Earth. I sat down next to him while I talked softly. At first, he seemed confused. I believe the creature Wula had never heard a kind word. In the next several days, I gained the trust and friendship of Wula. In a few short days, Wula was my friend and fierce protector. He would remain my loyal friend as long as I was on Mars. Several days later, Sola came to me with a look of great concern.
John Carter, come with me. A great battle is about to take place. An enemy is coming near this city. We must prepare to fight, and we must be ready to flee.
Sola, what enemy is this?
A race of red men who travel our world in flying machines. A great number of their machines have come over the far mountain. Take your weapons with you and hurry.
I collected my sword and a spear. I hurried out of the building and joined a group of warriors moving toward the end of the city. Far in the distance, I could see the airships. They were firing large guns at the Green Warriors. I heard huge explosions. The Green Warriors were firing back with their deadly rifles. The air was filled with the sound of violent battle. Suddenly, a huge airship exploded. It came down crashing near me. Red Martians were falling from the side of the huge ship, and then it exploded again.
Now, here is Alice Bryant.
Scientists have just seen the biggest star explosion observed to date. Star explosions are often called supernovas. The supernova was up to 100 times larger than our sun and happened in a galaxy far away. It released 2 times as much energy as any star explosion ever observed and happened about 4.6 billion light years from Earth. Scientists said. A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year, which is 9.5 trillion kilometers. The scientists said this explosion might represent a kind of supernova that has only been known in theory until now. Matt Nichol is an astrophysicist with the University of Birmingham in England. He told Reuters news agency that 2 very large stars, each about 50 times the sun's mass, may have joined to make 1 huge star. He thinks this took place about 1,000 years before the explosion. The stars had been part of a binary system. 2 stars pulled toward each other through gravity. The joined star exploded in a supernova that has been named SN2016 APS. We found that the supernova was able to become so bright because of a powerful collision between the matter thrown by the explosion and a shell of gas shaken off by the star a few years before, Nichol explained. He is lead writer of the study published this week in the journal Nature Astronomy. Stars die in many different ways, depending on their size and other properties. When a massive star, more than 8 times the mass of our sun, uses up its fuel, it cools off and its center collapses. This launches shock waves that cause its outer layer to explode so violently that it can shine brighter than whole galaxies. The researchers observed the explosion for 2 years until it lowered to 1% of its highest brightness. They said it may have been an example of an extremely rare pulsational pair instability supernova. Peter Blanchard explains what that means. He said pulsational pair instability is when very large stars experience pulsations which throw material away from the star. Blanchard, who co-wrote the study, is an astrophysicist at Northwestern University in Illinois. He said the discovery shows there are many new and exciting things that remain uncovered in the universe. Very massive stars like this one were probably more common early in the universe's history, Nickel said. The nature of those first stars is one of the big questions in astronomy, Nickel added. Seeing things further away means looking back further and further in time. So, we might actually be able to see the very first stars if they explode in a similar manner to this one. Now we know what to look for. I'm Alice Bryant.
Next is Mario Ritter Jr.
Scientists want to find out if vaccines already in existence might provide protection against COVID-19. The idea does not seem to make sense. Vaccines are designed to target a single virus or bacterium. But vaccines made using active strains of bacteria or viruses seem to help the body's natural defenses, called the immune system, fight non-targeted diseases as well. There is no evidence yet that such vaccines could improve the immune system enough to resist the new coronavirus. But a COVID-19 vaccine is expected to take 12 to 18 months. So, some researchers say it is time to test a tuberculosis vaccine for possible effects on the new coronavirus. Dr. Mihai Netta is with Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands. He says if the TB vaccine works, it could be a very important tool to bridge this dangerous period until a COVID-19 vaccine is available. The World Health Organization on Monday strongly warned against the use of the tuberculosis vaccine against COVID-19 until studies prove it works. Netta's team is leading such a study already, involving almost 1,500 Dutch healthcare workers as subjects. The researchers are treating some of the workers with the TB vaccine called BCG. It is made of a live but weakened bacterium related to TB bacteria. The other study subjects are treated with a placebo, an inactive substance. Another study of BCG is taking place with 4,000 hospital workers in Australia. Similar research is being planned in other countries, including the United States. Another possibility for treatment is a polio vaccine made of live but weakened polio viruses. The Global Virus Network in Baltimore, Maryland, wants to begin studies with that vaccine, which is taken by mouth. Dr. Robert Gallo, a founder of the group, told the Associated Press that he is discussing the idea with health officials. Jennifer Ruth of the U.S. National Institutes of Health also said researchers there are discussing TB and polio vaccines as a possible COVID-19 defense. Live vaccines, however, are risky for people with weakened immune systems. They should not be tried against COVID-19 outside of a research study, said Dr. Denise Faustman. She is immunobiology chief at Massachusetts General Hospital and is planning a TB vaccine study. She added that her study provides a good chance to prove or disprove this off-target effect. Years ago, scientists began noticing that people vaccinated with some live vaccines had improved immunity to non-targeted sicknesses. The TB vaccine, for example, is given mostly to babies in developing countries. It offers only partial protection against bacterial TB. But studies suggested that the vaccinated babies had better survival rates and resisted lung infections better. In 2018, Netta's team published a more direct test. It showed that BCG vaccine increases immunity overall. In fact, it was good enough to at least partly block another virus given experimentally a month later. There has been a report that researchers in the former Soviet Union found that influenza cases dropped after polio vaccinations in the 1970s. And in 2015, Danish researchers found similar results with polio vaccinations given by liquid drops through the mouth. These are still used in developing countries, while the U.S. and other areas use the inactivated shot for childhood vaccines. The goal of a vaccine is to prepare the body to recognize a targeted health threat. Vaccines cause the body to make antibodies, products in the blood that fight bacteria and viruses. BCG appears to influence immune cells so they can more readily remove germs in general, said Netta, the Dutch researcher. Scientists not involved in the effort to try these vaccines against COVID-19 told the AP that such studies are worthwhile. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. The program Talk to Us is back. Practice your conversation skills with VOA Learning English teachers each weekday at 12 UTC time. For more information, go to our Facebook page for information about the next Talk to Us lesson. I'm Anna Mateo. Thanks for listening.